8, and I like urban arts because you get to do art, and you get to play outside, and you get to do family night like we're doing now.
That's Mackenzie, one of two little girls and their dad who were at the Academy's family night at Phelps Park in South Minneapolis. And that family night, across the street from the Academy, means controlled chaos. As you can tell from the flamboyantly dressed Aboriginal dancers who performed and the shrieks of childhood, the parents and teachers who gathered there relished the opportunity to blow off steam. They celebrated Urban Arts Academy, which provides children with arts lessons, and those lessons lead to others, which span a swath of subjects. One mother, Araceli Rodriguez, she works full-time and has a house full of children, four of them. They were at the family night.
Keeping them out of trouble, out of the streets, that kind of a thing?
Exactly. Keeps them out of the streets, and it helps them academically, too. And it helps with some stuff that they don't understand. They'll get the help there.
But 10-year-old Anya, Mackenzie's sister, described a funny flip side to that.
It's not always the best to do your homework here because sometimes it's a lot louder and kids are running about throwing stuff sometimes. But it's very fun because we get to do a lot of projects that we wouldn't usually get to do in school.
The Academy's program manager...
My name is Teresa Hitchens Olson. I'm the director of programs at Urban Arts Academy.
Described some of those cool things.
Taking 50 refrigerator boxes and putting them together to see how a maze works. And the kids love mummifying Barbies. It's one of their favorite classes. We have an artist of the month that every child from preschool all the way up to high school learns about. We build our own cities, and they are the master and creator of their universe, and they put it together. And then at the end of the unit, then we see who can survive in that world. Doing those kinds of things really do increase science and literacy and learning. That's my goal every single day, is to raise a generation of kids and help grow them up who are excited about learning and being creative thinkers.
Back to Araceli Rodriguez.
What does art add to their lives that if they weren't at the Urban Arts Academy, what difference do you think the arts make?
A very big difference. Urban Arts has been a very good experience for them, and it's been a very good experience in their lives because art, it's good for their growth, for the culture, to learn other cultures.
Historically, when education budgets are cut or shorn, arts classes are deemed among the expendable. It's interesting to note that according to a 2008 report from the President's Committee on Arts and Humanities, poor students who have arts classes are four times more likely to excel than their peers who don't have them. How will the proposed or assumed cuts in the Minneapolis Public Schools budget touch Urban Arts Academy?
I would say we have a lot less children that we've been able to serve. We have a huge waiting list.
How large?
We have about a 2-page waiting list. And
what does that mean?
Probably about 50 kids in our after school. So our official list is 2 pages. Our unofficial list is, you know, kids who every day ask me when their space is coming up.
While it strains itself to provide arts lessons and experiences to children, the Urban Arts Academy gives them a means to express their creative selves.
We're artists, we get messy, that's what we do. From the moment you walk in, there's books, you know, that we're reading, and there's clay over here on the corner, and there's paint on the floor. And if you walk into a program and they're not messy, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.